Previously on River Rats.
Tim and I go way back, been working the docks since we were kids.
You know how I hate the English women.
The lot of the Irish is to be a smear of shite.
I'll not let Michael James keep me a river rat for the rest of the days.
You brought us to a whole nother league, Tim.
Might be a bit of fun to see London.
Would that I could cry and shed a pocketful.
It is interesting the many ways you and I overlap, John.
How do you mean, sir?
What was your first occupation?
I was a lieutenant. Still am. I worked for a captain, a great man.
But you never worked on the docks?
God, no. Mum always said work like that was filthy. Too many rats, round rodents all day.
What is so filthy about such a man? It's clean money and honest work.
Are you serious?
I am serious. Our entire industry is built on the back of river rats, moving our products, someone has to. Produce, wheat, drill bits, faucets, your mother should appreciate the men with dirty hands.
Mom always said, something dignified, John.
Is that why you joined the Navy?
I suppose it is. Didn't know what to do. Still don't.
It is perhaps your sharpest move, joining the Navy. We're all hungry for a purpose, for a plot in life, and we look down on those with lesser ambition.
So?
We think ourselves so sophisticated, but that's just a thin veneer of Victorian prudishness. But people forget that Victorians were sex-mad pornographers, and this misunderstanding has been our undoing, huh?
Good Lord, forgive us.
Pardon my crudeness, but one does find that crudity is a way of driving home the point. These people we've conquered and let go of, India, Africa, America, what have we kept in common? Never underestimate a river rat. They're impossible to get rid of, and they'll chew through an iron pipe.
Don't be in their way, that's certain.
We English, with all our colonial failures, cost that not even ships full of silver and gold could recoup. The one thing we got right was to make those people feel powerless. It isn't just our military or our reputation, it is the sincere belief that we are the rightful rulers.
Now you're speaking to King, sir.
It's our way of keeping them uninspired, keeping their minds dull. Let them indulge in drink for a night, but over a decade's time, they shall stay the same. Keep them uninspired, and they'll keep the barges full stocked. But an inspired man, that's a dangerous thing.
Holy hell, Timothy, you can't keep calling me like this.
What am I supposed to call you then? Shall I make an appointment with your secretary?
Ain't got a secretary, ain't got much at all. These limey bastards ain't let me into their kitchen not once. Pouring pints and scrubbing pots is all they think I'm good for.
I suppose working the bar has its advantages. Better pay, and even as ugly as you are, English women make mistakes too. They must have taken some notice of you.
I thought you hated their women.
Yes, well, some drown while others die of thirst. And a man in the desert doesn't look too closely when given water.
Aye, so you've dropped your standards and started casting net over livestock, is it?
The Chinese have a saying, you know. An ugly wife is a treasure in the home. Because she's thrilled to have you, and you don't have to worry about anyone else being thrilled to have her.
Naughty boy, Timothy! Shame on you, but surely you're doing God's work. These women should be off guarding a bridge somewhere.
I tell you what, even a warehouse supervisor begins to look appealing once the clock strikes 12 and I've had a few swigs.
Ah, and we're showing her a shamefully forgetful night. Will that move you up in the world?
I take pride in what I do. Most of my women are kept satisfied.
Timothy the reasonably adequate, eh?
I prefer Sir Timothy of extra medium countenance.
All right, fuck off now. Other girls, fuck
them. I'd rather touch myself to you than fuck them. It'd been a few months since we landed in the Big Smoke. Scrubbing pots and pans is all the value any restaurant's seen in me yet.
Of course I have no experience. That's why I came to you, to get that experience. I love Italian cooking. I mean, I think it's some of the finest in the world.
Are you Italian?
From Dublin, by way of Liverpool.
Irish. Yeah. Irish people like to work?
I've been working with my hands all this time, but
most of the time they like to drink rather than working.
I don't know how you limeys can live with yourself. I really don't. Il revient à ma mémoire des souvenirs familiers. Sorry, boys, I'll be right back. Christ. If I have to listen to that French shite all day, I'll drown myself in the sink.
I tried with that French place, I really did. But I'll show them all. I'll be head chef one day.
Here it is. The place where I'll make my climb. First dishes and pints, then pints and prep, then prep and cook, and then chef.
Timothy wasn't so optimistic, though. He hated his warehouse role because it kept him up to his tits in paperwork and meetings. The sort of work he enjoyed least and respected even less.
Kill myself. Easy there, Crane Shed. If you don't settle down now, you might muster up real good.
Aye. Though I think red might be his colour.
You know, I'm known in parts for me way with cards.
Oh, I'd rather dice you posh tot.
Ah, all game's a chance, really. It's me gift.
A bit lucky for my taste, friend.
Oh, now. You know, they call me Sir Timothy for a reason. I'm honourable. I'll have the shirt off your back, but I'll not cheat to have it.
Sir, Irish Muppet. Probably conned his way to get this job.
Just a game now, lads. All right, then go back to work with you.
Your position should have gone to an Englishman with a family to feed. They bring your lot in here because they know you'll do the job for cheap.
Aye. You have your majesty to thank for that.
So watch out, mate. The docks are a dangerous place for a man without friends.
Timothy! You fucking twatting with me labor? You fucking gambling in my warehouse, you gobshit!
No, ma'am, I was just...
Do I look slow to you? Tell me honest. Because I must be a drooling mongrel. If you're about to explain why you have good reason for taking money from my labours.
No, ma'am. Well,
The lowest paid men on the dock. And the most veiled. Give me the money you want. Before they take it back and pull your thumps off. Next time I see you out of your box. You better be dead or dying!
Did you think London would be like this?
Unfortunately, yes. I thought it might disappoint. Most places do. Even when they're not filled with cunts who hate you. Just wasn't expecting this particular flavour of shite.
Yes, it's been a difficult adjustment. I take it the warehouse role isn't improving.
No, my friend. I can stomach it for as long as I need to. Though I hunger for something better.
Well, you know, maybe your boss will get fired or horribly murdered and then you can take her position.
That'd be fitting, really. Piranha, perhaps?
It's exciting still. London. The great adventure.
I don't know. Perhaps one day, I wonder if I made a big fuss for nothing coming here. Maybe life was better just going to the caves every Thursday night.
Yes, it's not as reliable.
No.
London is the mystery that actively fights back when examined. In Dublin, everything made sense.
Yes.
But we're here for a reason, Timothy.
Ever the optimist, eh? That Liverpool kiss must have knocked something loose in your brain.
I'm mad like a fox, and I'll not be turned aside.
London will unfurl her guarded nature. She'll blossom in the light will shine into her darkness, and her secrets will wait in their breathless haste at our beck and call.
Any man can persist for a moment, but can you find the will to soldier on when the world is dragging you down? Days turn to weeks, and weeks into months. I found myself running from bartending to washing plates, never a moment in the kitchen.
Fucking hell, mate. Did an animal get in here? What have you done to our kitchen?
Dramatic leaps, they're rare in life. But rats lurk at the edge of civilized society, waiting for their chance to take one step closer.
What's this all about, young Liam?
The key to the city.
How do you mean?
Now, you and I are the smallest fish in a very big pond. This club is our way of gaining some size.
Yes, but a place like this would cost a pretty penny. The types require old money just to be a member. Not to mention the ticket price, which is likely more than we make in a month.
Unless we do something of artistic merit.
How do you mean?
See, the club has a policy. Anyone of some merit, some sufficient achievement to get the attention of some gala-attending partygoer, well, then you get admission into the club for free.
I'm a warehouse supervisor, mate. Or some kind of assistant to one, at least. What can we do to be worthy of that achievement?
Gentlemen, which way'd she go?
Branford. Not a price to be won and delivered to the highest bidder.
I'm not trying to buy you. I'm trying to win you.
I don't love you. I'm sorry. I tried and it didn't happen.
That's all right. I don't need you to love me today. Give it more time. I just want to take you to the orchestra.
What's the point? Your support of my art has always been very generous. But I cannot abide by the cunning underneath this.
What cunning, my dear?
Our parents. I couldn't be the daughter our families wanted.
And everyone's very sorry about that.
And your persistence has been nothing short of exhausting.
There is no persistence. There is no marriage offer. You have nothing to fear. I am a businessman, as you know. And in matters of business, my mind is clear. This party, there will be clergy that hold sway over our Catholic voters. There will be industrialists and inventors whose patents I aim to buy. Everyone expects us. I need you there. And I need you looking beautiful so that when we ask them to pull out their checkbooks and invest, they don't think twice. I know you have no love for me, my dear, and frankly, I don't give a damn. The truth is, everyone expects us. And I need you to do what you excel at.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus! Have you gone mad? Of all the things to steal, could you not have picked something less identifiable than a masterwork fucking paint? And people are gonna come looking for this.
Of course they will. But not for 8 more weeks. That's when it was scheduled to be picked up. So I figured, in the meantime, why not let it see the city? And with a few pretty lies, maybe get us into that party.
The woman did say they let in artists all the time. It's part of their agenda of seeming more cultured. You're right, Timothy. This is our ticket. Surely you'll be fired and jailed if this goes sideways.
We'll climb so high that I won't need this job anymore. And after the gala, I'll return the painting and nobody will ever know.
Right. Let's get this over to the concierge then, and you work on your best impression of an artist. Hello! Do you remember us from the other night? We're artists. Him new to London, but as good as they come.
I'd like to see your gallery space and know what the lighting situation will be around me work.
Look. That's beautiful. I apologize, I'm not familiar with your work. I will endeavor to learn.
Apology accepted.
I think it's time that we saw the gallery, added your list to the display.
Ah, yes. Follow me this way. You will both need a ticket and a temporary pass for the night. Both can wait here, and I will be back shortly.
I need to see this place for myself.
How did you get in here?
I'm an artist. My work is to be displayed at the gala.
Impossible. I handpicked every piece, and I don't know you. You've lied to me. You're a liar.
Listen. The concierge let me in. He'll vouch for me. He'll sort this whole thing out.
Stop trying to explain yourself. Show me what you brought. You're not from London, are you? Where are you from?
Dublin. By way of Liverpool.
You were outside the club the other night. You're one of those artists trying to use your art to get into the club on gala night. Can't say I blame you. If I were on the outside, I'd be dying to get in. Fortunately, I'm on the inside, dying to get out.
Careful what you wish for. You might just get it.
Hello there. I am Sir Timothy. It is a pleasure to meet you, madam.
I've no doubt. The painting can stay. It deserves a spot.
Well, I'm thrilled to hear that about me.
My painting. Thank you, miss. It truly is an honor.
Indeed. Goodbye.
Oh. Christ, mate. You're an artist now, too? Is anyone doing any real work around here? We both just mincing about.
I think I'm in love, mate. I felt it last night, too. It's like electricity in me skin.
Ah. I think they make an ointment for that.
We had just under 8 weeks to return the painting. 7 weeks to the day until the gala. Just long enough to dream, but not a moment to rest. That sort of toyman messes with the man's head. Count on Sir Timothy to come true by the skin of his teeth. I'm struck with a yearning for more. Wishing life would just get on with it. I know these are times which call for patience, so I suppose I'll wait. Most people are in such a rush to experience life. They hurry right past it.
There's a part of me out there with you far from my mind. The histories we never share.
You seem happier at least.
Sorry.
Outside the club the other night, you seemed upset.
Frankly, that's none of your business.
It's true, but a man can't help notice a few things.
Such as what?
Such as you're living in someone else's dream, and you're looking for a way out.
You are very brave and very bold.
Brave and bold, I'll accept. We both know you still wouldn't be talking to a polite coward now, would you? I thought I was stuck too, but it doesn't take much to seize the moment.
How very wise.
It's true. I've learned a few things in me time. There I was, sitting on Dublin docks, and now I've got the best London has to offer. Just a couple of lucky cards and a punch to the face.
You are the strangest man I've ever met.
Strange, I'll accept. So long as I'm not boring. Women seem infinitely patient and understanding, so long as they're not bored.
Well, I certainly appreciate you saying hello, but I really must go.
Wait just a minute. I feel I must be honest with you.
Yes?
Well, I worry if I let you go now, I may never see you again. I don't have a way with the words, not like Sir Timothy does.
Timothy?
Sir Timothy over there, he always knows what to say in times like these.
The waters are crystal clear, and the sands like eggshells. I shall have to take you someday.
Listen, Johnny.
Timothy?
I've no doubt you're a fun romp for the tasteless traps you normally pry. But I do so love this dress, and I'd hate to bin it. Which I'd have to, after a night with you. Imagine never get the smell out.
I remember him. It's been wonderful meeting you, but I really have to go.
I aim to court you, woman. There's an old movie theater nearby. I'll take you to the movie sometime. You'll love it. I say there's no point in mucking about. Like Nelson at Trafalgar, when you've got a target, just shoot straight at them. Never mind the maneuvers.
No, I really must stop you before you make any more bold proclamations.
What were you doing outside the gallery last night? Why are you gambling on my docks? And where does a low-class Irish labourer find the time and money to become a world-class artist?
You're Branford Mark. I mean, sir, the gambling. I don't know what you heard.
I heard that you've won every game you've played against my men. I even gave them some extra cash to test you. Seems you've got talent.
Well, candidly, yes, sir. Especially with the cards, they speak to me.
Good. Come to the side door of the club tomorrow night. The doorman will be expecting you. And if that painting isn't returned to its crate by tomorrow morning, I'll have you strangled and your friend shot.
Yes, sir, of course.
Strange to see the influx of Irish to London these days. Dock workers and artists from the Emerald Isle, it appears.
Sure, and it is strange to be sure, though. The reception has been singular.
Living in the moment is for vagabonds and gypsies. If you want comfort and happiness, there's plenty of whiskey and loose women in this world. But any man that truly wants to make his mark must be obsessed with the future or haunted by the past.
A man horrified and obsessed makes no time for the present moment. But of course, what else and when else is there?
The luxury of inconsequence. If nothing you will do matters, nothing you can do matters. A woman may be taken in by the man of the moment for a time, but he cannot play the guiding strings of fate. He is a victim to the churning broil of chance.
Fate, you mean?
My business will not be interfered with. And no one in London will notice two more shit-stinking rats going missing.
Listen, young Liam. This here's a bad man. I get the notion he means us harm.
Aye, he knows us, Tim. What we've been up to here, Dublin, maybe even Liverpool, he owns the bloody docks, you fool!
How could I have predicted he'd have his fat nose and grubby fingers and the finer details of the paperwork?
Well, he mightn't have noticed had you stolen something reasonable, you twat. Tim had no time to be mucking about. A man like Mark wouldn't be one for fake threats. We needed to return the painting ASAP. As for me, I'd be mad to go after his girl. It doesn't do well to be playing with fire. No, well. Are you off the clock now, miss?
You're incorrigible, you know that, right?
Are you hungry?
I'm quite satisfied, I assure you.
What about a drink? Have you a thirst? You know, there's better parties to be had than this. Real parties, not galas. What do you say?
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gonna stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime goes away. And I know. Anytime she goes away.
I saw you speaking with Mr. Westing tonight. Did you get an answer?
Yes, same as before. He either wants to gouge us on price or bring in his own team and offer us a finder's fee.
The deal is meaningless unless our people are handling it. You know that.
Of course I said that. I also told him that we don't have to play nice. He didn't budge.
I was afraid of that. He has too much infrastructure outside of England. Threatening to limit his exposure to London won't force his hand. What about the lawns? I saw the brothers were there tonight. They've ignored my offer so far.
Yes, I spoke with the elder of the two. He looked like he'd bitten into a lemon when I mentioned your proposal.
Still raw, I suppose. But realistically, I don't see how his family can say no. I'm offering them a lifeline.
Pride makes fools of men.
He trusts you. That's why you've taken the lead on this.
I know he does. He doesn't trust you.
The number's right. He'd be a fool to let personal feelings get in his way.
And what a fool he'd be. Pride has no place in business arrangements.
We make peace with our adversaries. We make friends with our enemies. People cooperate, despite the bad taste in their mouths.
Some people. Others. Spit.
Luxury of inconsequence.
My nemesis, a pathetic man in character, but unfortunately powerful in ranking, has opened a casino, a morbid-looking facility here in London.
I like the sound of that.
It's cost me an eye-watering amount of money in real estate. Now this casino directly competes with my own establishments. I could use a man like yourself to teach him a lesson on his opening night.
Sir, I'm not sure you should be trusted me with such a task. If I take your meaning, you'll be wanting me to win some high-stakes games? What if I were to lose your money?
That's a real game, though, isn't it?
Just play as you normally would. I'll guarantee that you win. Now, the high-stakes table will open early and close late. I expect you to be up by millions by the end of the night.
Did you say millions?
These games will be 20,000 a hand. I'll send you in with 500,000. There will be 3 high roller tables, I hear. So 18 players total. I expect you to skin them alive. It's your job, Timothy.
Sir, I...
This isn't a request, boy. You'll do this or you'll seek another occupation in another city. And I may even let you keep some of your fingers. But you do this,
and I'll bring you into my organization. And the city will be your plaything.
Why do you trust me with all this?
I only trust that you want to stay alive. So keep that priority in the back of your mind when I hand you that money. And since you've been seen and your art has been seen, that will be your character. You've always wanted to play a wealthy artist. Congratulations.
You better start working on your story.
You look like shit. Get yourself fixed up before the end of the night. Not even as an artist will anyone believe you're worth 500 grand.
Did you think I wouldn't come?